you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, fans think Kim and Pete are finally Instagram official.
Look where the angle is. The camera is up. Only a gay man knows that that's where you're supposed to put the phone in order to take a good photo.
Leo gets the phone and it says, lick Sarah's ear four times or drink six sips.
If Leonardo DiCaprio wanted to lick on my ear, I'd be moving the hair back like this.
You always make me look crazy. You're always defending that damn bitch.
It's been a lovely 90 days.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Morgan and Nina are on a secret mission that I can't tell you anything about. Don't worry, though. Monique Kelly and DJ Shangela Pierce are here. How was your long weekend? Nice?
It was lovely. I love my couch.
Yeah? Ooh, fantastic. DJ?
Oh, it's always a good time. I was in Los Angeles, and you know, when the sun is out, the buns are out.
Give yourself some time, huh?
Are they warm?
Oh, toasted, girl. Just toasted. Lovely.
Well, we'll get into all that and more. But first, we're going to get started because there's a new Kardashian conspiracy. Fans think Kim and Pete are finally Instagram official. They say it proves that Pete is taking her thirst traps. And their reasoning is they think that that weird-shaped shadow is Pete's bad posture, which to me is somewhat mean.
I mean, how much more public do we have to get?
That's a good point. They posted a lot together.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Pete, though, personally.
You don't think it's Pete?
Baby, let me tell y'all something. I consider myself like the Nancy Drew of drag and many other things, okay? I watch a lot of Law & Order, SVU. I'm gonna get to the bottom of it. And I was looking. Pete does not even have a social media account. So how would he know how to take a nice Instagram photo? Also, if you look at the photo, I'm telling y'all, I really did research on this.
Okay, you did this research.
Look where the angle is. The camera is up. Only a gay man knows that that's where you're supposed to put the phone in order to take a good photo. That has to be somebody homosexual that was with Kim, Chris, I don't know who it was. Appleton, not Jenner. But that has to be who it is. That does not look like Pete Davidson. I'm sticking by it.
You know, I am with you. I do feel like before you go all social media and put your relationship on blast, like, make sure it's solid. Because a lot of times, once you put that relationship on social, that's when they show they ass.
I was just trying to impersonate Morgan and Nina when I say something good, and then just go,
That was good.
And that's all I get from them. And Steve Harvey is letting his feelings known on what he thinks about Michael B. Jordan dating his daughter, Lori.
Is he a good gift giver?
Hell yeah. That's why I like him. Uh-huh. He bought me this most hard-to-get cigars, 100 of them in this big box. He gave my wife some skis. Who do that? Only way you give your potential mother-in-law some skis is because you want her to be your mother-in-law. Uh-huh. I'm kind of pulling for him, but at the same time, I got my eye on him, you know. I can't whoop him, but if he ever turn around, I'm going to knock his ass out.
I think that's a pretty accurate depiction of a father-in-law to Michael B. Jordan, you know? Not much else you could do. What do you think?
I agree. And what a dream to have him as a potential son-in-law. I mean, and the skis, and you look good, and you are Michael B. Jordan. I mean, I'm just feeling this all the way around.
I don't know if Steve Harvey's as obsessed with how hot Michael B. Jordan is as you are, but I think so. I agree with you.
Okay.
Well, what does the survey say? Okay, that's very Family Feud. Okay, did you get it? Did you get it?
I think Survey loves it.
Look, I think Steve Harvey is like one of those traditional, like, fathers. You know, he's very protective of his daughter. I don't have any kids, but if she was my daughter, I wouldn't even let her sit on Santa Claus's lap, okay? I ain't sitting on nobody's lap. But skis, come on. If you want to impress, you want to give great gifts, and those are great gifts. But he must know the mother very well, or did his research, because traditional black people, just traditional, we not necessarily skiing. That's not a gift you give every black person you know. Just like, hey, I got you a crock pot and I got you some skis. No. So he must know that she's been to the slopes.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, too? I think every father, no matter what, wants to think that their daughter is still a virgin. Yeah. I have been married, I have been divorced, and my dad will still want to think that I'm a virgin, which I am.
There you go. Daddy, you heard that, Daddy. Yeah.
And Leonardo DiCaprio allegedly does not mess around with truth or dare challenges. Kelly Stafford went on the This Morning After podcast to tell a story about Leo getting challenged to lick an NFL player's wife's ear in front of her husband.
Leo gets the phone and it says, Leo, lick Sarah's ear 4 times or drink 6 sips. He like gets up quickly, slowly walks over to Sarah, and I'm looking at Sarah like, holy shit, holy shit. And he like squats slowly and just goes after Sarah's ear. Licks her ear like, I don't know, a good 4 seconds. Gets up, sits back down, and I swear Sarah didn't move.
That's... Sarah wanted more.
Lucky Sarah. Okay. Lucky Sarah. Because if trust me, if Leonardo DiCaprio wanted to lick on my ear, I'd be moving the hair back like this.
That sounded like a full-on seduction, though. I mean, he knelt down slowly. Mm. But can we give kudos to the husbands? Because they have to be some super secure men that Leonardo still mm-hmm. has a tongue in his mouth.
That's a good point. But I do feel like licking someone's ear is really aggressive to do.
Unless, wait a minute.
In the bedroom, fine. You're having fun with somebody, great. But like, if someone dared that in Truth or Dare, ears are disgusting.
But you'll yeah. lick a toe, but you won't lick an ear.
I said I'd lick a toe post-shower. You know? I'll lick anything post-shower.
I know, that's right. Okay.
But an ear of a stranger. Also, Kelly's never getting invited back to a Leo party.
Ever. Oh, no, she's not coming back.
She's never. Out. Anyway, everyone has little quirks that annoy their partner. Just ask Katy Perry. She told the UK's Heart Breakfast radio show that her fiancé, Orlando Bloom, has one potentially fatal flaw in their relationship.
He loves to floss, which, thank God, because some partners don't, and it's disgusting. He has brilliant teeth, but he leaves the floss everywhere. On the side of my bed and in the car and on the kitchen table. I'm like, there is bins everywhere.
What's grosser, someone who doesn't floss at all or someone who leaves said floss all over the place? Including the car and kitchen table, which is pretty gross.
Well, yes, but I think it's also pretty gross to call a trash can a bin. Now, I know her. She's from the U.S. We say trash can.
She's
the bin.
She's like, why can't he put his rubbish in the bin?
In the bin, darling. No, I love me some Katy Perry, just in case I get a backstage ticket in Las Vegas. But I will say that leaving the strings everywhere, I don't think that's a problem. I think it's better that he is flossing. I think 4 out of 5 dentists would agree with me.
Absolutely. No gingivitis. I'm very much a teeth person. I love a man with great teeth. I mean, look
you
at this.
Stop.
I'm surrounded
you
by all these beautiful teeth. I feel so lucky.
But my floss?
Oh, every day, a couple of times a day, I'm addicted to flossing. I just
wow.
love it. But I throw my out. Like, why are you leaving the floss out? That's equivalent to leaving tissue out after you've blown your nose. Like,
ooh.
Certain things, bodily fluids, all that stuff, throw it out.
I was a big fan of flossing.
You were?
I was.
That's past tense?
I was a huge fan of flossing before. Then, I for some reason didn't floss for a while when I was younger, but I had an electric toothbrush. Went to the dentist. Dentist said, someone's been flossing.
Who is your dentist?
I said, these mother have no idea. They've been lying the whole time. We have to take a break, but coming up, a reality star gets jealous and wants to set stuff on fire. Plus, when housewives get hangry, that's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get right into it because things have not gotten better for Gino and Jasmine on Before the 90 Days. Jasmine has a bit of a jealousy streak, and when she asked Gino for what she wanted, his response set her off.
I want you to set on fire all the stupid things you have in your house, and I'll be 100% happy. All this decoration from your ex-wife. I have your more than she did in 7 years.
You don't have to say nasty stuff like that.
You always make me look crazy.
I never said.
Yes, you do. You're always defending that god bitch, and you're comparing me to her all the time.
I'm pretty sure the bleep earlier in the segment about what she did for 7 years didn't really work. I'm pretty sure I know what she did for 7 years.
Well, she was Jasmine. She took him on a magic carpet ride for seven whole years.
Jesus, yeah. So, okay, is this an overreaction? Or do you think it's okay to get upset about your partner's weird relationship with their ex?
It's been a lovely 90 days.
I just love when someone yells at another person, screams at them, top of their lungs, and says, "You're making me look crazy." I was like, no, I really think that was a solo effort on your part.
To be fair, she put in a lot of work in 7 days.
She sure did.
Yeah. I think they're having a lovely time. Because I think they say, like, it equates. Like, whatever the arguments are, that same fiery passion goes into everything in the relationship.
Oh, they gonna have a good time.
Yeah, the arguments start happening more and more, and then the fiery sex happens less and less.
Wait a minute. So if you argue with someone, you're meant to have great sex with them? Because if that's the case, I need to go find the person at Spectrum Cable. Because I had a whole conversation with them the other day on the phone when my cable was not working right.
Okay.
And I pay monthly.
Right, okay. No, that's right. Yeah.
That's a good point. And the good news about Spectrum Cable is they'll never come. It lasts forever. In case you missed it, the Salt Lake City Housewives had another nightmare car ride. They went on a Mother's Day getaway, but Jen went off on Lisa for not supporting her during her legal drama. And then things escalated fast.
I'm done in the camera right now. I can't talk to your friend like this.
Don't get out of my
face. Don't talk to your friend like this. Talk to Manus like this.
Get out of my face.
Get out of my
face.
I'm pushing one more time. Good. Come on. Come on. You want to go? Come on. No. You want to?
We're having some smart food over here. Got this.
I think a little carbs would be useful.
I can't. I had a hot dog.
Oh, that's true. You're done for the day. Get out there and do some steps.
The end of that clip makes it so worth it.
It does.
It's just her going, I can't, I had a hot dog. I hope that that's an excuse everybody uses forever from now on. Like, Gino's like, I want to take the photos of my ex down. I can't, I had a hot dog.
There is nothing that carbs cannot fix, okay?
True.
However, there is nothing worse than being stuck in a small surrounding about to go off on people. And let's talk about Jen. Okay, now, Jen, honey, she goes off every 5 minutes, okay? Speaking of which, I think she's related to Jasmine. There has to be some type of connection there.
I would say you're probably right. I would say carbs fix a lot of situations, but I would not give this girl more fuel. You know?
No.
I'd give her chamomile tea and a ribeye and just hope she knocks out.
This replaces Bad Girls Club for me for one of the best shows with the most action on television.
Yeah, Salt Lake City's getting a whole new reputation now.
I know. Like, Salt Lake City is popping.
Yeah, honestly, Salt Lake City needed a new reputation, though. Really, they had one thing for a long time, and it was not this. All right, not since 8 Mile have we seen a rap battle this intense. On My Mom, Your Dad, Grant is trying to impress his date, Kiki, with his rap skills, but she wants to go first to ease his nerves.
Been spitting since 12 years old. DMX when I'm vexing. Little Kim when I want to throw a hex back. I'm a lyricist, so serious. Make you stand up, take notice, period.
With the 1-2, I set it off with a new swing. Now in 21, I explode as a new thing. Wearing starter jackets and the baggy ass jeans. I come with the real
okay, with the real
It's okay. We're in this together.
I'm so glad my dad did not go on this show. That would have been me. Have you ever been this embarrassed over your parents?
For me, I found this endearing because I think there's nothing cuter than a guy who is quirky and nerdy and they bust out and they do something like this. I always tell women, don't sleep on them nerdy guys because they will bust out and do some stuff like this and you'll be like, hey.
I think you like nerdy guys.
I do. Yeah, I love a good nerd.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a rule for people by any means. My mom's not really that embarrassing, but my dad is virtually never not embarrassing. It's like, we used to go to Starbucks and he would walk into the Starbucks with a tank top wife beater wrapped around his neck and tossed back like a little cape. Because he thought that counted as like he had a shirt on.
No.
Oh.
Is your dad from Florida? I'm just asking because I saw a man in Florida with that look. I don't know.
Even worse, the Valley. Now though, I just look forward to doing that to my kids.
Yeah, what's a parent if you don't embarrass your kids every once in a while?
You have to.
I don't know. He kind of embarrassed himself, though, as well. I mean, you saw the lady who's on the date with him. She gave us one of those real moments that you don't always get in reality TV. Because when he busted out, she was like, ooh. And then she was like, ooh, they're feeling me. Yes.
I'm going to do my two-step to his rap. I'm going to do the two-step, I know.
Yeah, you like him.
I love it.
We'll say yeah.
Please, he wrote that rap in 96. He said, starter jackets and baggy jeans.
He's painting a picture, and it's not a good one. We have to take another break, but coming up, has technology ever blocked you? Hell to the no-no is next. Yeah. All right, welcome back to Nightly Pop. We all face obstacles in life, but nothing compares to the problems on these effed up TV shows. It's time for Hell to the No-No.
No.
First up, technology is supposed to make our lives easier, but sometimes the features make our lives awkward as hell. Like on tonight's This Is Us, Randall is teaching his daughter how to drive, and her car spills all her dirty secrets.
Put on your signal.
This is so cute.
And when you feel like you got space, go for it.
Message from Malik.
Watch the merge, Deja.
Can't stop thinking about last weekend. Wish you were here now.
Oh. Hands on the wheel, Daddy.
Can't really sleep. The bed feels too big without you.
Oh.
Ready to reply?
This Is Us just has the best soundtracks for every moment. That was perfect. It was so happy. And then it was so scary.
It's so scary.
Okay. Eject button. Yeah. If I was her, I would have been looking for, like, just get me out of here now. You know what? Just crash the car. Change the subject. Run into a pole. Run into a curb.
Right.
Look what you made me do. Now you make me look crazy. Dad.
I did a brand deal 7 years ago. I was in the car with all the executives from the brand and from the thing, and we were all driving, and I was driving. And I was hosting the series, and I texted my friend saying, can't talk right now, I'm doing a deal. And I plug my phone in, and we start driving, and then she responds, who the wears anymore?
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
As the thing was happening, I started going, But they all heard it. At that point, now it no longer reads messages. That was the moment where I was like,
my phone,
my car's not gonna tell me anything. Okay, well, if you're thinking about getting an electric car, it's not the best getaway vehicle. On The Righteous Gemstones, the family stumbles upon a murder, and they have trouble fleeing the scene. For Tesla ever. That's not good. Okay.
You know what? Those electric cars, they're always a little funny style. And I'm so amused by how to press the buttons. And I think I would be so amused by that that I would forget there was a murder going on.
You would just like all the fun parts of the Tesla.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is nice.
Exactly. 100%. And we've all been on bad dates. But when you are a superhero like Peacemaker on HBO Max, things can get complicated. You never know who's really interested and who's trying to stab you in the back.
Hey, I gotta thank you for tonight. I was having a crazy up day, but when I was in your back there, I felt, I don't know, hope. That sounds stupid. Try to turn them for a
head. Oh!
Ow! Ow!
What the f*** is John Cena doing?
If Jasmine does not get to redecorate that house, this is the future of Gino.
Yeah, it's so weird to me that John Cena's like made this transition into actor.
And dating David Bowie from Labyrinth.
Yeah!
Yes.
That's exactly who it is.
All right!
Well, to be fair, also, Hunter, if John Cena was in your bedroom singing in that way, he also deserves a knife to the chest.
He deserves a knife to the chest.
Well, I don't know. That body was looking kind of good, though. I'm sorry.
Monique just needs to hear him rap, and then she'll know if he's the one.
I was distracted by that lovely vein on the left pectoral.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It was popping.
Amongst other things.
Oh. He might need some water or something. That did not look healthy. He looked look at him. He's on a
cutting. Oh, no, he looks healthy, honey.
That shape is well, lovely. Hallelujah.
Okay, before Monique jumps into the television screen, we're out of time. DJ Monique, thanks again.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show, so set your DVR. Bye-bye.
Or your DVD.
Or your DVD.